Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's been an off-season like no other. An off-season within a season. We've all been isolated, socially distant, lost for things to do. But now, finally, the footy is back.
We've waited a long time. The wait is over.
Triple M Rocks Footy. Welcome to Triple M Footy. 67 days we have waited patiently, and here we are. Can you believe it? The footy is back. May 28th. And it's the Broncos and the Parramatta Eels live from Suncorp Stadium. Not only are we so grateful that rugby league is back, but it's a great game to kick us off. Two very exciting teams, both teams looking good in the opening two matches. What a torturous 10 weeks it's been, not just from a football perspective, but from everything we as a society have endured. How wonderful to have the distraction of footy back on our TV screens and through our radio speakers. Mark Guy, Wendell Saylor, hello to you.
Yeah, good evening, boys. How are we going?
Hello, Dill.
Good to see you guys again. I've missed you guys.
Fantastic to see you. Delicious.
Yeah.
It's true, they say, isn't it? You don't know what you've lost until it's gone.
Mm.
And for the last 67 days, as you say, Dan, yeah, we've been wandering around like lost sheep, us in the sporting fraternity, but everything is starting to wake from its slumber.
Mm.
And just so happens to be that rugby league is first cab off the rank in Australia.
And I think there's a great sense of pride that we as rugby league people can say that we're the first, not to smash the other sports, but that they set a plan. It was ambitious. It was bold. Some called it outrageous. Yet here we are on May 28th against the odds, not just thanks to Peter Volandis, but obviously a massive influence in how this has played out. We're playing in front of empty stadiums, but we'll take anything.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, when we went off air on that Sunday, we called the Tigers Newcastle. There was one more game after that.
Titans Eels.
Mm. And there was an inevitability that we were going to be gone for a little while. But who knew it was going to be this long? Now, in hindsight, it's a miracle that it's only been 10 weeks. But I think we all thought at the time, oh, 4 or 5 weeks, they'll flatten the curve,
yeah,
and then we'll probably come back. But my goodness, the season looked gone. We had the television deals in all sorts.
Oh.
We had clubs about to go broke. It's amazing. Yeah. 16 teams. It's like the draw is as normal. Yes, it was rejigged, but 8 games a weekend, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. Ah, it's amazing.
Oh, it is. You know, look, I suppose when it did sort of come down to it, I said to my young bloke, when Tristan, I said, I don't reckon he'll be playing this year. And he goes, oh, and it's hard too, because he's on the fringe, because he's in the squad, but he's, you know, he's still reserve grade. So, like, there's no interest cup at the moment as well. So, just watching him go through it, but just, you know, the news day by day. But then, you know, I know you're right. It's not just Peter Volandis, but there's a whole lot of people who come to the front and who made this work. And I'm so proud of Rugby League that they could not just knock down the door, smash down the door and said, you know, yeah, we're back.
But you work out all the dramas that we've had since day one. We've had the player payments, social distancing.
Todd Greenberg.
Yeah. Flu shot drama.
Yeah.
Karate kicks. referees going on strike.
One ref, yeah. Bronson Sherry.
Bronson Sherry last week. I mean, Peter Volandis, I've said this many a time, I don't think we'd be where we are. And this is not understating anybody else in the game, but I don't think we'd be here in this situation without Peter Volandis at the helm. He has been a rock. Everything he says, Dan and Del, it comes to fruition. He doesn't talk BS.
No.
He's transparent. He says, this is where we're aiming for. And everything he said, he goes, you know what, by next week, that's going to happen. And guess what?
But I think he just tries to give people hope, but I also think he's got the right people in the right places who give him
no doubt.
A bit of inside information. 100%. So it makes him look...
He's like, well connected.
Yeah, and we know that.
But that's a smart leader as well, to use the resources you've got, like a Peter Beattie, who apparently has been quite influential behind the scenes. Okay. Rule changes. Peter admits, Volandis, that yes, he loves rugby league, but he's not a rugby league expert per se. So clearly someone is in his ear about rule changes and one referee. And here we go. We're going to talk about those rule changes shortly. You said it. We've lost Todd Greenberg, so we're on the lookout for a CEO. We expect some news tonight on the rugby league television deal. So hopefully we can bring that to you. 18 rounds. It's a sprint. It's an NFL-style sprint to the finals. 18 rounds, not much room for error.
Yeah, I like it, you know. And I know there's been some people come out and said, oh, look, we need to go the full rounds. And obviously Nick Politis had his say. The clubs who were virtually 0-2. They're the ones, and I can understand that, you know. I know the Dragons themselves, they would have liked a different set of circumstances. But it is what it is. But I'm just glad that we've got something that... This is going to be different. Yeah. There's going to be no asterisks next to this premiership. People going, oh, mate, there's got to be an asterisk this year. No, there doesn't.
No.
I reckon it'll mean just probably even more if you can win it under what we've gone through this year.
I'm with you so much. In 10 years' time, we're going to look back on this year and we're going to say to ourselves, what about 2020? How bizarre was that? and you're right, Dan. This is kind of like this is really weird because it's kind of like a T20 format that we're operating under, but... The endurance side of it is like a test match where you've got to go for 18 weeks straight. Right. We haven't done 18 weeks straight since 1980.
Yeah.
When Origin first came in. And we've been playing midweek games since then. So this is all so unique that who's going to be the survival of the toughest and the fittest? That's the thing. We're not going to have the best team per se win. We're going to have the most all-round team win this competition. The fittest. The ones who manage their injuries better, the ones who travel better, the in and out on the same night better, all that type of stuff.
So I can understand where Sebo was coming from with the rotation. Because at the Broncos, I'm going, mate, at the Broncos, around any club I've been to, you pick your best 17 or you know, a 17 that's going to suit wherever you're going. You know, I understand conditions in that.
Yeah. yep. Excuse me. May I say a big thank you to all our partners who have stuck with us during these tough times, not just for us here at Triple M and the business that we're in that's been smashed, but every business has been smashed. And to Ream Hot Water, thank you very much. To Macca's, thank you for sticking with us. Mitsubishi, through Mitsubishi Triton, great to have you still with Triple M Footy. Coates Hire, Choice Hotels, Tire Power, C-Bus Super, thank you very much for your faith. And that will be returned in spades, I can assure you. Breaking news, gentlemen. This has just been sent by the NRL. The Australian Rugby League Commission, Foxtel and Nine have agreed to a broadcast partnership to secure the long-term delivery of rugby league to fans. The deals provide certainty, with both broadcasters recommitted to the current rights period until the end of 2022, with Foxtel extending its partnership for a further 5 years until end of 2027.
Wow.
Now, there's no numbers here, but, they've been...
That's great.
Well reported. For the resumed 2020 season, Foxtel will continue to show all 8 games every round. That was a big debate. Nine wanted exclusivity, but okay, Foxtel keep all 8. Nine will continue to televise 3 weekly NRL matches, Thursday, Friday and Sunday afternoon. So no change this year to the normal schedule. Nine will provide exclusive coverage of the grand final on October 25. Nine will continue its exclusive coverage of 3 Origin matches, November 4, November 11 and November 18. So more details to come. But rugby league's future has been secured. And that, again, that's, you talk about Volandis getting this done, getting us on the field. To sort this out with the broadcasters at a time when our business is being massacred.
Yes.
People are being punted all over the shop. Pay cuts, reduced. I mean, and again, it's every industry, but this industry in particular.
Mm.
So to squeeze this money out of Foxtel and Nine, remarkable.
Yeah, and I just where we're at too, I think as a rugby league supporter and a person who works in and around the game, I just couldn't believe how dire we were or where we were at. Like, I'm just going, what did we do with the money that we had for all those years ago? I know Rugby Union has have done the same or been worse because they're struggling. And then I think Peter Vlandis went over to, like, oh, there was an English bank who was going to help us out and that. And so he doesn't mind knocking on the door. He doesn't mind asking for help. And he's been the right man for the job along with a lot of other people.
I think Andrew Abdo has got to take a bit of a pat in the back of this. His work in this can't be denied because I know he went early stages, went with Vlandis oversee Murdoch, Lachlan Murdoch, to try and, you know, start the narrative and start the process. His commercial sense, I think, says to us that we've got a leader who's going to take us in the next 10 years and be the prophet, if you will. He's going to learn so much off Vlandis. I don't think Vlandis is going to be here for a long time. He's going to be here for an impressive time. He's going to be somewhere in the game, but I don't think he's going to be as full on as he has been. I don't think he can do this for years and years and years to come because it's
sustain the longevity,
and especially the racing, Del. Doing the racing as well. So
certainly not as hands on.
Exactly, Dan. Yeah. Exactly right. So well done to Abdo and his team. Well done to the NRL. Well done to the Channel 9. Well done to the Fox Sports, because that just gives everybody who's about to play this weekend a little bit of a skip in their step.
Oh, of course.
And now you can work out salary caps. Now free-to-air ends in 2022, where that goes to market again. And you know what? Mightn't be the worst thing. There was talk that Nine could extend with Fox till 2027. Nine has chosen, no, we'll see out this deal. We'll see what happens. But now you bring perhaps seven into it. You bring 10 into it. Now, 7 and 10 were not in a position right now to try and take over if Nine pulled the pin, which we all know was a possibility. But in 2.5 years, now you might actually have a genuine contest for those free-to-air rights. And the Foxtel element, I'm biased because I work for them, but there's no real other serious competitor. I don't think Optus were in that's a streaming service. I don't think they're in a place to compete for 8 games a week. Netflix, we keep hearing about Netflix and Amazon. Yeah. They've shown no serious interest in broadcasting Australian sport live. Yeah. That's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
So
what about this? On that,
everyone's
this weekend, they're saying that we could have an extra 300 million eyes on us. I was just looking at Instagram then. Blake Austin was telling his English friends about the streaming methods that all UK can have. Yeah. And they were going into America as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
So on their main Fox Sports channel. Yeah.
So good.
There we go. As we turn down the sound effects mic. But yes, Sky UK and
all eyes. So that's
How long do you reckon we'll get a bit of a free shot at it? How long? A couple of weeks?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
I read somewhere we're the first English speaking sport football code to return. Because I've got to be honest with you, I tried watching Korean baseball. I lasted 5 minutes. The only thing
you like the soccer, didn't you?
With the sex dolls.
What about the German?
I knew you'd pick on that.
What about the German? The German soccer?
The Bundesliga.
Again, I watched 5 minutes of it, and I thought, I know this is a high quality competition, but I'm thinking I have no investment in this. You know what I've loved is I think through Fox, but it might be an NRL ad actually. So they're promoting their app, which goes around the world, and they've promoted it with big hits.
Yeah, I've seen it. I posted it.
And big, exciting put-downs in the corner, sort of the two most exciting things in our game. I'm glad we're going back to big hits.
And with shoulder charges too.
I know.
But that's okay. That's okay. That's been at the fabric of our game for a long time.
Yeah.
And even though we're not going back to it, I don't mind it.
Now, Ben Dobbin is with us on the sideline tonight at Suncorp, and we're going to catch up with him. Have we got him now or catch up with him in a moment? This is potential news we certainly need to be following up. Halfback Brody Croft for the Broncos sent a scare through the Broncos camp when he twice failed a compulsory temperature check on arrival. Croft told Fox Sports commentator Corey Parker he recorded a high temperature twice but passed the third time and is fit to play.
Oh, wow.
What is it? It's 47.5, is it? I think the legal...
47.5?
37.
Oh, wow.
You'd be in oven. 37.5.
Under the NRL strict protocols, players must be temperature tested for any COVID-19 symptoms before games. So I don't know how that works. You fail twice, but you pass the third time.
Well, that's another one that's a change along the way. Remember when we first we were in lockdown and we thought about coming back with the league and they said if one player tests positive, the whole game is gone.
Yes.
And then we saw 2 weeks ago UFC have 3 fight cards.
Yeah.
And at the weigh-in, one of their main fighters tested positive, as did his support staff. And what they did was just retest every fighter that was on the card. And so it's not the end of the world if a player tests positive to coronavirus. Doesn't mean the game's going to shut down.
No.
Yeah. Because it just means we've got to test everyone more. And I think that's the same thing with crowds, Dan. If we eventually get the crowds in, say, July, maybe at 10% or something, each person who goes into that crowd that will be temperature tested. So there's measures.
And if people have to wait... You go to a supermarket now and you've got stickers every
1.5.
If they have to put stickers outside Bank West every 1.5 metres.
So be it.
People will cop it.
And they will.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you can only get 3,000 in the stadium.
Doesn't matter. Get the members in
there. You can reward members. You've got to reward, commercial sponsors. Partners as well. I mean, they are, but you, at least you got something. I mean, we will get used to life without crowds. It was odd, round two, and that sort of got us used to it. But we can turn the sound effects up. But Peter Volandis, as soon as we got May 28 sort of locked in, he set his sights on, what was it, July 1. He wants crowds back. Now, people are telling him he's bonkers, like Gladys Berejiklian, but they told him he was bonkers for May 28, and this is what he told, I think this is the Today Show. Let's have a listen.
Look, these medical experts didn't even look at what our proposal was. We back up all our case with the data. You know, we're going to wait the next 2 weeks to see what the infection rate does. At the moment, it's less than 0.5%, and it's been like that for nearly 40 days. When we stopped playing rugby league, it was 25.5%. There's no reason why we shouldn't have crowds. We've got to get back to some form of normality.
Well said.
Debs.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the facts to back it up. You know, 25% when we were... in lockdown now, it's less than 0.5%.
Well, he's doing his homework, doing his research, and he's got the right people around him. You're right. He's not going in there just gung ho. He's, when I first started hearing him, I'm thinking, oh, is this like a bit of a cowboy?
I think a lot of people.
Oh, I think he might be a bit of a cowboy.
Yeah, but
he gets the job done.
Yeah,
his last suit doesn't miss much.
Yeah. It's like Charles Bronson in Death Wish.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Ah, yes, indeed. Thanks to Macca's. Treat yourself to a large Macca's $3 sundae. And those bloody, those are huge, those are. Sundaes.
Yeah.
$3.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the moment, because Tristan can't go out. Like, he gets home and I forget. So he wanted some Macca's the other night. So I went and got him and Matisse some Macca's. And then you know what Matisse goes, Dad, there's something you might like there. They've got little donut balls now.
Yeah.
Macca's.
They are deadly.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Wow.
So I got had that with the sundae and that. So anyway.
I can imagine you like a pineapple flavour or a banana flavoured sundae. What flavour?
No, I'm plain. I'm plain.
Yeah, I like plain
but
too.
But I like getting the apple pie and then sort of, taking a bite.
A little dip. Yeah. Little dip.
I love the caramel.
Oh, yeah.
Caramel.
The hot fudge. The hot caramel fudge.
What do you use?
I like plain as well.
Yeah.
I think the ice cream stands up on its own. I don't think it needs
to be. That's a coffee. Good coffee.
I told you, coffee's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
We're not practice. Sorry, I got excited about that.
What's that?
I wanted to tell you about that, the donut thing.
They are unbelievable, those little donuts.
So good. You got to try
them. Wasn't it $3 for six?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Oh, my God. And we come to you thanks to Ream Hot Water as well. If your hot water goes, this is the place to go. Ask your plumber to install the Ream Steady Hot and Strong, over 80 years of manufacturing in Australia. And Ream has been building Aussie tough water heaters for Aussie families and Aussie conditions. Let's go to the sideline. Different conditions tonight. Obviously no crowd, we know that. But the great Ben Dobbin, hello to you. Are you allowed on the sideline? Where have they actually got you?
Five rows back on the halfway line. I am a fan, but also on the sideline. Good evening, guys. And look, if ever Suncorp Stadium wanted to lay it on, 17 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. You can imagine what this track's like, not having any traffic on it for the last 11 weeks. It is outstanding. Mitchell Moses just out here kicking at the present moment. Quite unbelievable set of circumstances. Referees warming up as we speak, as you can see. And look, we're just waiting for both teams. There is one change for Brisbane tonight. We expected it. Reece Robinson.
Yeah.
He drops off, and obviously Matt Lodge comes on. As I thought, everybody knew Reece Kennedy was going to drop off. Matt Lodge comes on for Parramatta. They're 1-17. The Matt Lodge story, and MG and obviously Wendell, I'd love your thoughts on this. He's been drinking bone broth and having daily float tanks for the last 11 weeks. And when he goes to the float tank to repair his knees, he's been thinking good thoughts that his cells, the clean cells, will go to his knee and heal him. And it's worked. He's back. No one expected it. I don't know if any of you guys have ever had a float tank, but I've got a dodgy back. I'm heading there tomorrow.
I had a float tank once, Dobbo, after I had a massage, and it stung my back, so I jumped out in about a second. But
did it?
Bone broth.
What's it like? Yeah.
Bone broth. Yeah. Bone broth is supposedly, it's like the new kale of the world, and he's been drinking it every day instead of water. I said to him, are you serious? He said, acupuncture, bone broth, and a float tank. He said, that is, obviously he's had some rehab with the ACL, but that is what has he believes has helped his healing and got him back quicker than expected. Brisbane, they won the toss. They'll kick off. They'll run towards the Milton Street end tonight. Parramatta will have the first opportunity with the ball. They'll be running back to the Caxton Street. I walked down Caxton Street to come here. Normally, you cop a bit of abuse, Dan. You understand that. You walk down there. The pizza shops, there's people.
Loved. What are you talking about?
Maybe there, but not up here. Anyway, but look, I can tell you, it's a very eerie feeling, but just the great news. And I heard you guys earlier. The NRL, led by Peter Valentis, have done a fantastic job, and we are back. I can't wait for this one.
What are those yellow things? So looking down, and look, honesty, we're calling from a television studio. Yep. We can't be at the ground. Yep. What are those yellow things sticking up about five rows up, Dobbo?
They are, and so this is one of the initiatives of one of their sponsors, 4X, the beer they drink up here. The flags that line Suncorp Stadium are 4X.
Yes.
And then they've got the 4X man, the 4X man that goes everywhere. I'm sure, Wendell, you would have had him before your house before. He's in the stand.
Plenty of times, yeah.
They're the only spectators that they have here. So the 4X beer man, he is lining Suncorp Stadium. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, drink responsibly.
And Buck the Bronco wasn't even allowed at this
he's
game.
He's not allowed here. No, he's not allowed here. And talking about, I spoke to Brody Croft, just heard that earlier.
Yeah.
He literally did have two temperature tests where he failed. I said to him, what do you think? He said, mate, I literally thought, what's going on? He said, I feel perfect. He said, but for some unknown reason, just so everybody knows, mine was 36.2. I've passed, and they let me in straight away.
So what is the legal right, the limit? If you're over what?
39 or 38.5, I think, at crazy. The present moment. So that sort of causes a little bit of worry if you are over that. But look, they are obviously... Bar Reece Kennedy, who drops off for Matt Lodge, they are 1-17 as per program.
All right, thank you, Dob. What was your number, MG? 47.5.
Yeah.
You have that temperature, they don't even let you into hell.
No. I'll be going there.
So let's talk about the new rules. And don't forget, we started the season with Captain's Challenge. We also started with the new rule where the attacking player now can't be taken mid-air. Now you add to that one ref and this curious decision to have, and curious is not necessarily a bad thing, to restart the tackle count if there's a ruck infringement. So this would appear to advantage the attacking team. Obviously, it's an attempt to stop teams deliberately giving away penalties. Teams like the Roosters, Cronulla, Masters are doing that over the years. They would back
Melbourne,
their defense.
Melbourne, same.
Yes. Yeah. Basically, all the gun teams.
Yes.
They prided themselves on their goal line defense, happy to give away penalties. What do you think of these new rules?
When I first heard about the one ref, I thought that the game had outgrown one ref. I thought, you know, we're too big, too powerful, too strong now, too much of an athlete. Athletic type of a game to take one of the police officers away from the ruck area, which is the one place I think people will try and
get an advantage,
exploit.
Yeah.
You know what? We can give our opinions on that. We can do it on the sixth ago. We can do it on all, but I think the main thing is we're playing footy. The main thing is I don't care if we're playing 11 aside. I don't care if we're playing 9 aside. Our fix is back. And I think that as long as the coaches are on point with what they're saying out loud, that, you know, we want to see how this goes, because Peter Valandis has promised us that once this comp's finished, we're going to revisit the two refs. And I also thought about some of the referees who are out of the job. You know, we can't play the game without referees. So, but what I think now that I've...
I think they're being fully paid this year.
Yeah.
That was part of the agreement at the end.
Yeah,
but yeah, you're right. If they go to one next year, people are going to be out of work.
And now I'm hearing that, you know, the facts, that our touch judges now are going to be first-class referees. You know, if they've got... We always want touch judges to have more of a go.
Mm.
And, you know, stand back and get the 10.
Oh, so Gavin Badger, for instance, might be
a touchy.
A touchy now.
That's a pretty good touchy.
That's, I know.
That's
horrible,
a qualified touch judge. So the other ones were all part-time.
Yep.
So let's hope that they aren't lost to the game. But look, I'm...
Because you love a touchy.
I love it, especially when the TV game. They love running in. And they say to their mates,
well, stop hitting people.
See me run in.
But even with the six to go, that rule there, I think it was coming because, like, teams are fit and teams are mentally so strong and it spoils the game. So now, obviously, I think, you know, those players, especially the halves and the Cameron Smiths and that, they will, you know, there'll be a few players there and I reckon it brings guys like Benji more so into it.
Yeah.
Got Kalen Ponga, these sort of guys, James Tedesco, you know, those guys, free cracks and just six to go and up tempo.
I mean, what you'll see, Del, is a lot of the wingers play midfield.
Of course.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah,
imagine the big Warriors wingers coming in, bang.
Fantastic.
You
know,
yeah.
It's going to be great.
Patrick coming in, the big outside backs, yeah.
It's going to be tough for refs. Late game.
Yep.
16-14.
Yeah.
Now, they have discretion. They can call it, they can actually blow a penalty at any time. Let's say it's three sets in a row. Do they blow a penalty? Or does the team with the ball want six more tackles?
Yeah.
So this is part of the teething process. Who knows?
But it's going to put that accountability back on refs now. So get them to back themselves again now because I reckon they've been so gun-shy just because of the pressure that's been on them.
I think the onus comes back on us a little bit as well as commentators. You know, we keep talking about referees' indiscretion.
You're right about that.
We set the standard. I mean, we don't talk about players or game making mistakes or who make mistakes. Like we say, blah blah, mate, drop the ball.
Yeah,
but we don't keep saying that the refs doing this. We've got to come out of this hibernation, and we've got to come out of it slowly.
Yep.
And we've got to give everyone their due respect because everyone's in the same boat. And if we see a couple of things go wrong, Turn the other way.
It's interesting that they're doing it now because we're so grateful to have footy back that I just don't think this is the least the opportune time to complain about a referee's decision.
You've nailed it.
You know what I mean? Like,
because
there will be a stuff up. There will absolutely be a stuff up somewhere, but we're all going to go, you know what? Yep. All right, that team was dudded. That's bad luck, but you know what? Who cares? Footy's back.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when it first got released, everyone's going, oh, you can't change the competition. And we did it on Dead Set Legends and we had like a call in and that. But look, you know, now we don't, the game's starting.
That's right,
the game's here.
That's right,
we don't care now. So,
and it's a great way to be.
To the NRL and
Next year's different.
Yeah.
Next year's different. We're back on their shoulders. But for the rest of this season, we've got 18 weeks of hectic rugby league to enjoy. Let's enjoy it.
All right, we're going to look at some of the other games this weekend.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the footy for Maccas and also Ream Hot Water. Wendell Saylor just got kicking on in leaps and bounds. You got the Dead Set Legends on a Saturday morning and now you're interviewing coaches before the game.
Andrew, that's what I've got to do. Anything for you boys, mate.
Here he is a few moments ago with Brad Arthur.
Hey, Brad. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Wendell. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. Strange times. Are you guys flying in today? How's the preparation been?
Yeah, look, we got up here about an hour and a half ago, so the boys just sort of had a bit of a feed and relaxing, and you know, we'll head down to the dressing sheds in about 15 minutes to start our preparation.
With the team, obviously, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Parramatta being the favourites of the competition. How's the team looking for tonight, and where are you going to target the Broncos?
Yeah, look, we've still got 18 weeks to go, so, you know, I don't think anyone's worrying about premierships at the moment. We've got to earn the right to get off to a good start tonight, and I think that's going to be a priority. I think the Broncos are going to come out firing, you know, with their forward pack, so I think the first 10, 15 minutes, there's going to be a fair bit of heat and intensity in the game. We're just going to make sure that, you know, we stay with the Broncos and we start well, and, you know, a big focus tonight for us is around our kicking and how we're going to turn the ball over and where we turn the ball over.
Yeah, I saw from round one to round two, obviously the crowd, no crowd. With you and your players, how do you get into their mentality? The boys know what they got to do now. Does it worry you too much?
No, we haven't played for, you know, 6-8 weeks, so there should be plenty of hunger and desire tonight. You know, we're privileged to start the season off again. There's going to be a lot of eyes on us, and you know, so we've got to make sure that we do ourselves proud and also the game proud. So I've got no concerns about tonight, and you know, their energy levels, they're very excited to play. It's, you know, the thing about that is making sure that we focus on our job and not get caught up in the excitement of, you know, first game back. You know, we still need to stick to, and you know, everyone stick to their jobs and play their role.
Well, I'm excited for you guys. Any team changes, mate?
No, we're 1-17, as planned.
Good luck, and thanks for joining us here on Triple M.
All right, thanks, Wendell. Cheers,
nice,
mate.
Nice work, Wendell. Now, when was that? When was that conducted? And be honest.
Yeah, about 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. So yeah. He said an hour and a half. Yeah. So they got there at 4:30 for an 8 p.m. game.
That's what's going to be. That's the mentality. That's the kind of intangibles that you don't bring into play, that you don't get used to. You go, well, okay, we're sitting here, got 3 hours to go, there's no crowd. And that's where it's going to be hard to get up for some players.
Yeah, that's the mentality now that the players, I mean, for a long time, the NRL players, they've had probably, you know, it's been five-star treatment, you know, everything. So now you've got to change your mindset going, okay, we're back in the game, but I've got to change a few things in my life now.
Yeah. I don't know why they can't put Canberra in Canberra.
Yeah, I know, I agree.
Listen, we're just making sure we got games at grounds, okay? Yes. I understand you only wanted three grounds in Sydney.
Yeah.
And we got North Queensland, great. We got Melbourne, terrific. Perfect. Brisbane, okay. Gold Coast, drive up an hour. That's okay.
You cop that.
Yeah. But they can't do this 18 weeks in a row and expect to win the comp.
Getting home
at 2 o'clock. They're going to get home for these 7:30 games. So they play Melbourne on Saturday night. And, okay, so the game ends at 9:30. You have a warm down, probably 10:30, 11 o'clock you get out. They've got to drive to Tullamarine.
Yeah.
Then they get the flight.
Crazy.
And then they're supposed to have a recovery in the morning. Like, you could sort of go, oh, gee, it's not that bad, private jet. But, geez, you do that 18 weeks in a row, that's going to get them at some point.
That's why Wendell said that earlier. There's no asterisks next to this competition because whoever wins it, he's definitely earned the right to win it because it's going to be so hard to win this comp.
I tipped the Raiders. I'm not sure you tipped, but I tipped the Raiders before all this done. I reckon they're thereabouts still. This is going to be a little tough. But I reckon Parramatta now. I didn't realise too much into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you think about it, unless the COVID the laws change a bit and they can sort of go back to playing at home. I would think
after round nine, because remember the venues have only been decided around nine. I'd be stunned if Canberra still had to keep playing at Campbelltown as their home ground. Dobbo, you spoke to the Cowboys coach today.
Yeah, I certainly did. I had him on the rush hour up here a little earlier, and we asked about that exact thing, because if you remember after round two, they played the Bulldogs on a Thursday night. They were home at 2:30 a.m. back in Townsville on the Friday morning, and I asked him how he found that. And look, although he said, look, you don't get a lot of sleep after you play that night after a game, he felt that going on the plane and coming home didn't exactly benefit their recovery. But he said they got to wake up in their own bed. He said, but there is a distinct disadvantage for the Cowboys, Canberra and Melbourne, because they're the sides that are doing so much travel away from where the main rugby league is. Now, you could build a case at the Titans, but they've only got a bus trip down the M1 to Brisbane and they get to play here. But there's no two ways about it. For Melbourne, Canberra and the North Queensland Cowboys, even though they do get a percentage of their games, but it's a long pony ride from Townsville to Sydney or Townsville to Melbourne. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And for them to come back after that match makes it extremely difficult.
The counter to that is for Melbourne and Cowboys, every second week, someone has to come to them.
Yes. And you know what? We have this argument even when we've got Origin through the year, when we've got some teams represented by six or seven players, and we go, well, that's not fair. You know, but guess what?
Yeah.
The best team usually wins. At the end of the year, no matter what, we're going to have obstacles, we're going to have trials, tribulations. Come the end of October, the start of November, the best team is going to win the comp. And we know that, because they always do.
Yeah. By the way, and the other thing too, I was doing notes for the game and got to Payne Haas, and I was going to ask an Origin question. I thought, we don't have to worry about Origin till November.
I know. That's great.
It's just club footy. We don't have that awful six-week period where the NRL stinks because it's all about Origin.
Well, young players get a go, but I know what you mean. You're not playing the best of the best aren't playing, are they?
We want the best quality. You got a shout-out, Wendell?
Yeah, it's been a tough time for the Christios family of late. Emmanuel Katristios is a life member of the Broncos. He's had a tough month. He's in ICU at the moment. So from all of the guys here, Triple M and the Broncos, we send you our love, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, good on you, buddy.
Emmanuel, good on you, champion.
Cheers, mate.
All right, let's take one more break. When we come back, footy finally back. It's only 9 minutes away. The Broncos and the Eels live on the Triple M NRL Network.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.